Demonstrators converged on New York's Union Square Park Wednesday night to show their solidarity with Iranians who have taken to their own streets for the last few days to protest the outcome of Friday's vote. Iranian officials say President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad overwhelmingly beat out three challengers, including his nearest rival, reformist candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. The call for Wednesday's rally in New York went out over the internet. Organizer Amid Ahmadi said he put out the call through social networking sites Facebook and Twitter. Some 300 people responded. He said this grassroots movement wants to send the message to the Iranian people that they support them in their struggle.
The unelected leaders of that country have failed over and over again and in fulfilling their obligations to the citizens of that country. And they're out there now fighting for democracy and reform. And I just want to say that people here in New York hear you, we hear your struggle, and we're 100% behind you.
Supporters at the rally echoed that sentiment.
I'm here to be there for them, at least to be their voice for them. If I can do anything there for them, they give their blood, but I give my voice to them. That's all I could do. I wish I could do more.
Iranian Americans are supporting their young and old brethren in Iran in their quest for greater democracy, greater freedoms.
In addition to the New York vigil, rallies were also planned for Wednesday in cities in the U.S. states of Pennsylvania, California, Iowa, and Oregon. Meanwhile, opposition rallies took place in cities from Australia to Europe. In Melbourne, Australia, about 300 Iranian expatriates held a peaceful protest, carrying signs and banners calling for an end to the street violence in their homeland and a recount of the votes.
I believe that they actually cheated in the election and they manipulated the results.
In Berlin, Germany, representatives of the United Republicans of Iran met in front of the Iranian embassy to demand an investigation into the election results. Member Mehran Barati said it is no longer about the election of Mousavi, but the right to a free vote. And in Seoul, South Korea, a group of Iranians rallied before a football match between South Korea and Iran. Several Iranian players, including the team captain, began the game wearing green bands around their wrists. Green is the campaign color of opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.